You're listening to SBS News.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says it's critical to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius to slow down the effects of climate change, rather than the current goal of 2 degrees Celsius. But it says achieving those levels will require rapid, far-reaching and unprecedented change across all aspects of society. The IPCC Special Report on Global Warming will play a key role at the Katowice Climate Change Conference in Poland later this year, when governments will review the Paris Climate Agreement. The 2015 agreement sought to limit the increase in the global average temperature to well below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-levels, but this IPCC report has found global sea level rise would be 10 centimetres lower by the year 2100 if global warming was limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius instead of 2 degrees. Professor Mark Howden, director of the Climate Change Institute at the Australian National University, contributed to the report. He says drastic change is needed to achieve those levels.
We're not on track. We're currently heading for about 3 degrees or 4 degrees of warming by 2100. If we're to achieve those sorts of cuts in emissions, we need deep changes in all aspects of society. That's energy, land, buildings, transport, food, diets, cities, etc. And we'd need new technologies, energy efficiency, clean energy sources, less deforestation, better land management, sustainable agriculture, and many other things.
Another finding of the report is while virtually all, more than 99% of the world's coral reefs would be lost under a 2 degrees Celsius temperature rise, if the rise can be limited to 1.5 degrees, between 10 and 30% of the reefs might be saved. Professor Ove Ho Goldberg, director of the University of Queensland's Global Change Institute, says this is a promising development.
That represents the opportunity, essentially, over time to see those ecosystems re-flourish, and that would be the optimistic view on that, is that if you can get a significant amount of coral through to that those stabilised conditions, then there's every chance we will get a rebirth or a growth back of coral-dominated ecosystems.
The report states that allowing the global temperature to temporarily exceed or overshoot 1.5 degrees Celsius would mean a greater reliance on techniques that remove carbon dioxide from the air to return global temperature to below 1.5 degrees by 2100. But the report warns such techniques are still unproven at a large scale and could carry significant risks for sustainable development. Professor Mark Howden says it is less risky to implement strategies immediately.
Doing more now reduces reliance on new technologies to remove carbon dioxide from the air. These are technologies which are not fully tested, which they're still experimental in many cases. And doing less now would shift the burden of responsibilities to later generations.
Associate Professor Bronwyn Haywood from New Zealand's University of Canterbury is one of the lead authors of the IPCC report. She says governments need to be stronger.
This Paris Agreement itself, at a broader level, requires communities to hold their governments to account, along with international communities. And this is why something like this report matters, when we say, look, our countries are not near where they need to be on achieving the kinds of emission reductions that we need nationally as contributions if we're wanting to actually successfully affect the planet and reverse the changes that we've already made.
Peter Newman, Distinguished Professor of Sustainability at Curtin University, says every Australian can also make a difference. He says small changes like changing diet, limiting heating and cooling usage, and using public transport rather than a car can also help the planet.
There are signs that we can do a lot more, but the opportunities are there, and I think the power of this report is that we must. It's not a simple thing anymore to say, governments, get going and fix it for us. We've all got to play our part.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.